is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. It's Tuesday. It's 9:30. We are here. Hey, the chat is really excited already. One guy said, hit the like button and summon them.
I've always wanted to be summoned.
I feel like we got summoned.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Whoa, what are you popping over there?
A little ginger beer.
Dang.
Fancy stuff.
It tastes like burning.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for your vocal cords.
Is it?
Oh.
Yeah, it's like spicy.
Okay.
It has like real ginger in it.
Oh, real ginger. Mm. Look at that fake shit. Mm-mm. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Craig Goldberg. It's 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. You are here for Toy Anxiety Live. Abigail, you're back with us.
I'm here. I missed you all. I was very sad, actually, that I wasn't here. So I'm going to be here all the time now.
You made a cameo, though, on the phone.
I did. I was calling you. Oh, yeah. I had to work. It was a bummer.
It was a bummer. So we're going to have some fun tonight. Let's go ahead and introduce our co-hosts and then we'll get to the chat and then we'll talk about toys for an hour and 10 minutes and then we'll all go to sleep. It's going to be awesome.
I'm not going to sleep.
I'm
going to watch X-Men.
Oh, that's tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be watching X-Men tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to be. And I have a blizzard from DQ in the freezer. So I'm going to get to that. And then
mine sucked. Can I tell you guys?
You're gonna hold on. I've never.
Are we talking? About
I don't eat blizzards.
Physics,
clearly,
freezing a blizzard.
That's what I was gonna ask about. There was a time in my life where I did eat blizzards. I've never frozen one. I feel like that would destroy what makes a blizzard a blizzard by just freezing. Yeah. Does it fuck it up? What's up?
Yeah, what's going to happen?
I don't know. Should I take it out? Let's ask the chat. Are you concerned about my blizzard not tasting good?
I'm concerned. But
well, it has a lid on it, so I'm assuming
it's going to taste. It's going to taste the same. It's not going to change in taste.
It will get colder.
But it's not going to be the whole. A blizzard is called a blizzard because it's made with a special.
But it's got
thing
the death chill.
It's not going to be like that.
Dave's Venable says they're going to freeze hard as rocks.
But my question is, what's
but I have
in
like
the
3 hours. The blizzard has. Craig picked it up.
Let me tell a story real
Reese's
quick.
Reese's Pieces.
It. Yeah. Here's how dumb I am. I said,
we love you.
We love me, but I'm dumb. Earlier. On Facebook, my brother posted a picture that him and his wife had gotten some ice cream, and I got so mad and jealous. Ryan, you know, I can't have people getting something.
Were they like doing a clink with their cones?
They were. That was fun. I was like, I woke up, I took a little nap. I said, Abby, I'm going to go get us some blizzards. And I always get a Reese's Blizzard. It's like my go-to. It's my standard.
Good call.
It's mm-hmm. what I like. Mm-hmm.
And now, hold on. I got a question.
Please.
Is it a Reese's Pieces Blizzard?
Yes.
Or is it Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? Blizzard?
Peanut Butter Cup.
That's
peanut
what I
butter
said.
Cup.
Yes.
That's in my order.
Better, that's the better of
That's the
two.
Better one.
Yeah.
But here's the problem.
I said either would be fine.
I said to Abby, I said, what do you want? She says, I want the Reese's Cup Blizzard. And I got immediately stressed because that's what I want. And my dumb brain told me we shouldn't get the same thing. Why would we get the same thing? You got to get different things. So I opted for the cookie dough blizzard. And you know what? I love cookie dough ice cream, but it wasn't that good.
You wanted the thing that you wanted. Mm. People do this all the time.
I fucked up.
It's like, get the good thing. It's okay if you double order it. It's for you.
So anyways, let us know what your favorite blizzard
is
in the chat. Mm-hmm. Tonight's episode is actually not brought to you by... anything really, but especially not Dairy Queen. They're not paying for this advertisement, but if they want to get involved, slide into our DMs. Ryan,
hey,
you guys don't have to no sell that any harder.
I gave
it was
you
about
a
as hard
silent
as you could.
Drum.
Well, it yeah, no, it was. I we appreciate it. It was good.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
we're pretty
no,
good.
It was good.
There you go.
On the fly. Yeah.
Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm looking at pictures of Heather Graham on another screen. And I think I want Austin Powers 2 McFarlane figures.
I think
I'm going to start collecting those just so I can get a Heather Graham figure. I think
we've got a couple in this house somewhere.
Right? A couple Heather Graham figures? Does she have a lot of figures?
We got a couple grams.
She's got a figure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You get a groan. You get a groan.
Oh, that gets a groan too? Oh, come on.
Hey, this isn't before the show.
What do you mean? What's before the show? Nothing's before the show. We're just quiet.
You're right. We were summoned and...
Yeah. We sit here quietly and wait.
I was in a bottle.
To go. All right.
Well, you did it. You got Heather Graham. We've done our Heather.
Is she in the chat?
Let me check.
Have we gotten the Heather Graham talk out?
Yeah.
Yep. Heather Graham segment. Good.
Very good.
Give it a solid B+.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Thank you.
Jacob Walsh, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. But Ryan, I think you should rip those tiny little sleeves off your shirt.
No.
And be like me and Abby.
Go sleeveless?
Like, first of all, your sleeves are really tiny and they make your arms look really big. But you know, join the cool kids and just
come on.
Ryan, see if you could just grab them.
Snip them off.
Whap!
See if they'll just rip right off.
I love it. This is great.
So cool.
Craig, leave yours on.
Wait, mm-hmm. Is that a muscle?
Put your arm. No, it's not. It's just your arm.
He's got a little muscle.
Look at that. It looks like
Craig,
I have a weird arm.
Other arm. But that'll tell us if you've got muscle.
Look now,
Craig's like, God, this hurts.
Right now we're being.
There's somebody holding it up for me.
Craig's arms are getting so tired. Abby is. She's off screen holding your arm.
Yep. Yep. Jacob, how are you?
I'm good. I'm great. I got a good, fun pickup, and I'm excited about it because I don't think I had any last week.
Right.
Oh no, I had the Otter family last week. So,
which was a great family.
We're closer now than ever before. Abigail, how are you?
Good. I'm great. I'm inspired, and I'm happy to be here with my friends talking about toys.
And Heather Graham.
Yeah. And Heather Graham. Always excited.
Hey, by the way, I lied. We do have a sponsor tonight. I didn't forget, so just back off.
Is it Johnny Cock?
It's not Johnny Cock. Did he give us a super chat?
Yeah, he gave us a super chat.
All right, we're going to get to that in 1 second. Johnny, please hold. You're not less important than the sponsor. But right now, we got to talk about popculturecoffee.com, where you can use discount code YesHaveSome15 for 15% off your order. Have you guys seen this stuff? Jacob, we've been talking about this all week. Have you seen what they're doing? And the Ghostbusters coffee?
I've seen it. And you know what? I like that we have a sponsor that I can actually partake in. I'm excited to try this coffee.
Me too.
Wait, because I like using coffee. Your Manscaped? You had to be using your Manscaped.
I thought we were Green Mountain.
No, I'm using the Manscaped, but like... You know, I could not stomach Magic Mind is what I'm trying to say.
Hey, I get it.
When you're tired, you need to wake up. Magic
so
Mind.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw Jacob literally drink some Magic Mind, and it didn't go great.
It's not good. I mean, it's just not good.
It's just not good. So let me tell you guys real quick. Pop Culture Coffee is a brand new, fully licensed brand of like unique,
fully licensed.
This is not the real deal.
This is actual product.
Yeah, this is the real deal. So they're doing all of these Ghostbusters coffees. They're gonna have the cold brew espresso. They've got something coming out called the Death Chill. Let me show you this one, which is really kind of cool. Hold on, the puffed mellow ground coffee, as well as the Frozen Empire Ecto Espresso coffee. First of all, I love the packaging design. We haven't got this in hand yet, but I'm vouching for these guys. First of all, this company is owned by Kyle Newman, director of the movie Fanboys. Mm-hmm. Not that Newman. Not Postal Boy Newman. Kyle Newman, director of Fanboys. They're trying to do something really cool and different by offering these really cool branded, unique flavors of coffees. They're going to be rolling out energy drinks and cold brew and all sorts of stuff. And they've got like 10, I can't reveal everything. They've got like 10 Ghostbusters products coming out this year. At least somebody does.
We'll get to that later.
they launched Star Trek. They've got Ninja Turtles coffee coming. Like, this is the real deal. And they're They just started pre-orders. They're going to ship in the next couple weeks. I have to get myself some of this Puff Mellow vanilla marshmallow ground coffee. Mm-hmm. I have to. Doesn't that sound good?
I need it.
They better do pizza flavored coffee.
So right now, as you can see, they've got bagged coffees. They got dropping soon. New Star Trek reveals. And then I really can't wait. I need a can of this Ecto Espresso because it's not like we're getting Slimer on any other cold canned or boxed drinks this time around.
C+, or is that what it's called?
Coca-Cola? Well,
I'm pretty sure there are literally cold drinks in every gas station right now with Slimer's face on it.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Sponsor. We're doing this as your sponsor. There's not. Just... You're lying.
I'm glad we talked about you.
But anyways, here we go. Popculturecoffee.com. You're going to use discount code YesHaveSome15 for 15% off your order. And we're going to talk about it every week. And we're going to get it in hand. We're going to try it. And we're going to be even more hyper.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's gonna want some.
No, I'm stoked for this. I think this is super cool. If they do one more Ghostbusters themed one,
yeah,
I want there to be baggy. As the bag.
Just a trash bag.
Just a possessed bag of coffee. Yeah.
Just a possessed trash bag. And if I get the lions from the stone lions as a coffee cup, I think that would be great as well.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Let me ask you guys this.
Fortitude.
Abby, you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
You're ready for your fresh cup.
Mm-hmm.
Are you selecting Captain's Choice here?
Ooh.
Or are you selecting Vulcan Vanilla?
I mean, dude, probably Vulcan Vanilla.
Okay.
Because I'm into that. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right,
but most of all, I want to try the Ghostbusters flavors.
Popculturecoffee.com. They're going to be rolling out new products all the time. It's a brand new company, but it's the real deal. And we're working with them to spread the word. So thank you guys for checking that out. And by the way, if you're going to order some Ghostbusters coffee, you might as well use discount code YesHaveSome15 for 15% off your order.
Whoa, that's cool.
That is cool.
Very cool.
You can and you can use that code towards any of the coffees.
Any of the coffees, even Captain's Choice.
Wow, I love even it. That's my choice. I'm the captain now.
It's not Captain Choice. Phillips Coffee. Come on.
There's a machete in mine.
I'm trying to figure out. There's something wrong with YouTube right now. It says there's only 4 people watching.
I was doing the same thing. I was like, did they not like when we flexed for them?
Yeah.
I was like, should we say mine? Yeah, mine says one. But I'm seeing more people commenting than just one.
Two hot
for the one person that's watching. Thank you for being here. You could be anywhere else tonight, but that one person chose to be here.
Let's look at these super chats. Johnny Cock for the Blizzard Fund. Happy birthday, Mr. Jacob Walsh. Ooh, I like that.
Happy birthday.
Matt Bush, $4.99. Does Coke know about your new side piece, Craig? You talked about Pop Culture Coffee? PCC? Listen, I love Coke. I don't think they're a direct competitor to Coke Zero yet. thank you, Matt Bush. AJ Quick, $5. It's like people only do things because they get paid. That's just really sad.
Also, sometimes people like coffee.
People like
coffee. Dude, coffee all the time.
Like coffee?
Give it to me.
Listen, we're gonna move on from this, but I will say we get offers to do different like sponsorships and things like that from time to time, and really like it kind of needs to be something we actually would want to promote and care about because it's really hard otherwise.
I mean, Napoleon Dynamite wanted us to shill Pogs, and we told him to take a hike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we were like, dude, if these are real Pogs, get out of here. If they're digital, maybe.
This is not digital coffee, by the way. This is real coffee. You can physically drink this.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Exactly. Allison Troy says watch numbers are off all over YouTube right now.
Thank you, Allison.
Which will be great because I told Pop Culture Coffee, oh yeah, we're gonna have like 300 people watching them.
Seven people. We love you, chat. Thank you for being here. And Allison Troy, thanks for that.
Yeah. There you go. We'll talk about Pop Culture Coffee at least one more time later in the show. Hey, let's get to some week Is it weekly pickups or W-E-A-K week pickups? We'll see. We'll see.
Dorlaxon, but I only drink digital coffee.
Well, we got to get you guys off digital coffee.
I want some digital coffee for my Animal Crossing.
Ooh.
Oh.
People.
Wait, have you gotten the coffee shop yet in the library, Jacob?
No.
Oh, you just have so much to look forward to.
There's a library?
Yeah, dude. Well, excuse me. It's a museum. I haven't played in like.
Oh, I got the museum.
Yeah. Well, there will be a coffee shop.
There you go.
Okay. Cool.
Mint with Cards says all of my subscribe channels disappeared. Something strange in the YouTube neighborhood. Uh-oh.
Cool.
Wow.
Maybe it's like one of those.
Work harder. Yeah.
What you gonna stream? Okay, well, let's keep the show going. We can't, if YouTube's having problems, that's not our problem. We just got to keep going. Who's got pickups this week? I've got one.
I got one.
Okay,
Davey, this is a good idea. We need toy anxiety flavor. Anxiety,
that's good.
Yeah, okay, I'll work on that.
I would like to pitch them like a limited run, like a limited blend that's YHS or toy anxiety based. So let's get some ideas going. I mean, I don't know. Maybe something that's really just captures the whole spirit. Like maybe like sad comment coffee.
Yeah. Or hot bread. You have like hot notes bread. Of bakery. Yeah.
Hot bread. Oh, this coffee's delicious. Is that sourdough? So, okay. Well, Ryan, do you want to start us off with some pickups?
Sure. I got one that showed up. I didn't they're starting to guess show up in Canada, but I missed out on pretty much every pre-order except Entertainment Earth.
Okay.
Don't know if I'm going to get that or not. Apparently, they're notorious for canceling pre-orders. So we'll see what happens. This might be the wave where I go join and collect with the angels. Superpowers, Skull Ship. So this is the first thing I've gotten from the new wave. I don't know if I'm getting the rest of it. I hope so. I hope the rest shows up. But I did pre-order from multiple different places. Amazon, McFarlane Toys, Entertainment Earth. Just to try to get this new wave. Had to go. It was selling out faster than I could click. Right. So, and that happens.
It does.
You know, I made the toy line popular. It's my fault. Right. There's no one to blame except for me. So, the ship showed up, which is super cool. So hopefully I get a Brainiac to go with it. But yeah, no, this is it. I'm stoked. I love this line. I really do. And I'm really happy that people have jumped onto this Skull Ship. And I've started collecting it as well because it's fun. Cool. That's it. Todd, send me the rest of the wave, please. Thanks, Todd.
There you go. Yeah, I've been looking at YouTube, by the way. There's definitely something wrong. When you click on our channel, it just doesn't exist. So.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, thank you all for being here while we're...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of that, I just got a note from my producer, Abigail. It says, did you say hi to the chat?
Hey, give me a job.
Hey, let's say hi to the chat.
Call me your producer.
Jason, Matt Bush, Jason Grahowski, hello, Too Bad Dad, Monsters from Beyond, Christopher Negri, Easy E, the Ryan Dole Fan Club, Davey Sockrocker, Dora Laxon, Jason Smith, Rob. I think I said Davey Sockrocker, but you're still here. Conefiller Confusor, Tony Johnson, Soulcraft, Grim Grimoire. Hello, Stanley Eberhard, Legion X, Johnny Cock, Zach Myers says, I can't drink coffee late at night. It keeps me up.
Caffeine will kill you.
There it is. You'll like that one.
That was like for you, Dad.
Ken Best, Mint with Cards, Soul of the Mind, The 7 Days, Mike Davis, Allison Troy, so many people here. Briar Shin, Justin Nicolosi, Skylar Davis. Thank you guys all for hanging out, man. Mm-hmm. Fighting against YouTube's issues.
But you're proof that there's people here.
You're proof.
So thank you.
You're the proof. Yeah. Okay. Jacob, do you want to go next?
Sure. All right, I just got one thing that I picked up from the Godzilla store, the official Godzilla store.
Okay.
And it is a Godzilla store exclusive in the 350 series. Okay. I got this Megalon.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
And I like got it strictly. Magenta. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I got it strictly because you don't see these two colors as much. This teal, you don't see as much. I really like it. And I think with the eyes and the little thing here and then the hands having the pinkish magenta, it really, really pops out. So
gorgeous.
Needed.
needed this Megalon.
That's great.
I'm inspired by that color scheme.
That's good, man. Mm-hmm.
It's good. Good stuff.
He's probably a very good flavor of ice cream.
Like a Reese's Blizzard.
Oh, no, it would be like a mint bubblegum raspberry or something. Yeah, I don't know. Mint, I don't know if mint raspberry is a That sounds like it might not taste good, but I'm just trying my dessert. The colors. I don't like mint either, but that's just what these colors.
Yeah, that's say like to for me. Hygiene. I don't like.
Could I get mint orange, please? More, that would be great.
This is more like a strawberry salad, like a fresh.
Ooh. Ah, with some mint leaves. Okay. Yeah.
You know, strawberries can reproduce. Olive oil,
salt, pepper.
That's what Abby taught me earlier.
They can on their own.
How?
It's fantastic. I'll look it up. Google it. This isn't my class to teach about strawberry this reproduction.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
This I just remember toys. Learning it and thinking it was cool. Yeah.
There you go. Very cool. Thank you, Jake. And Abby, you don't have a pickup?
No, I have no pickup except for my ginger beer and my memories that are in my head.
All right. There you go.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, I've got one pickup and it's a doozy, guys. This was actually a birthday gift from our very own Jacob Walsh.
Oh, wow.
And from you. Now, listen, this is a good gift right here. I don't even know where to start. This is one of those things that I knew existed, but have never seen it in person. Had no idea how big it was.
Same.
Jacob, I don't think you did either. So first thing I'm going to do is take the top off the box to show you what it is.
This is from
1984. This is the, let me show you the box.
Whoa.
This is the Ghostbusters 1/90th scale Tuscuta Hobby Jumbo Figure Series. So what this is a giant Japanese Stay Puft model. Now, you guys know that Ghostbusters famously had zero merchandise when it came out. Had a fly swatter, maybe a t-shirt. That was about it.
Wow. How we've come back around.
that's the second really good one tonight. So this is you know, Japan did have some licensed Ghostbuster stuff right when it came out. This is from 1984 and it's got this big shot of, you know, Stay Puft obviously from the end of the movie, and we're going to take a look at it
right now.
Awesome. Okay. Let me see that we're package
doing, yeah, are we doing it? Nice. Oh, we're doing an unboxing, like a full on. Okay.
Well, first of all, this is a model that you're supposed to paint it, but I'm not going to because I'm not.
Get Hal Clay to paint it.
Oh, I was going to say, Hal, if you're listening, come up for the weekend.
I would trust Jacob Walsh to paint it, but this is what it looks like out of the box.
Oh,
it's a big Safubi. It's a vinyl
Safubi.
Hold up.
Oh my God. Yes.
Wait, are you telling me this was made in 1984? And just by looking at that thing wrapped in its body bag, that there hasn't been a better Stay Puft figure since?
Hey, I'm going to take it out of this bag right quick because there's some
that,
cool stuff
is
in
that
there.
What
hey,
I, that's what I'm seeing here.
Craig, while you're taking that out of the bag, I just want to say, like, there are multiple versions of this thing that exist, and it's hard to know how many. I had Jay Key help me find this, and in our search, there are at least four figures that all have almost the identical box, but the figures are different. They're not all the same. There's also, like, another brand that made one in Japan. And then also they're different sizes and the packaging will be the same. I had never seen this in person. And then we went to a toy show and they had one at the toy show. And I was like, holy shit, this is that thing I just bought Craig. But it was like this big, it was like 4 inches tall and it was very expensive. And then yours showed up and I'm like, oh, this is not the same box. But way, you know, way different sizing. So there's multiples of these out there.
That's
here's
way
another
nicer
cool
than anything else that anyone else has made.
Right.
It's great.
It also has for the hat.
I'm so mad. I'm so annoyed.
For the hat, it has soft goods ribbons. in little rivets to plug them in. And then as Abby's showing, it has an alternate head as well. I'm going to try to put this little hat on right now. I'm going to do it. Is it both of them? Does he have two ribbons like that coming out of his hat? I believe he does.
No, just one.
One's for one head, one's for the other.
Like, there's got to be one around here. Like,
there's right got to be a stay puft right in this across house. From us.
Yeah,
yeah.
There has to be. Well, Jacob, thank you so much. Can I ask you how you found this?
I've seen it around, and I knew that was what I wanted to try to find because I knew you didn't have it, and I enlisted the help of JK, who searches a lot of like the Japanese auction sites. For his store, and me and him got together and we said, let's find some Stay Puft. And we found a couple of them, and this is the one I chose.
There it is.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's really cool.
Is that cool?
It has like a, like some sort, like, I don't know, a Cabbage Patch doll quality to it that I can't, you have to see it. It's very cool.
You got to see it to believe it. All right.
See it to believe it.
So no other toy companies decided to look at this and go, hey, we should do it like that. Like, at all, at any point in time within the last 40 years, they decided, hey, let's just sculpt one from scratch. Screw this perfect one.
Yeah.
Give me a break. My buddy.
I cannot wait to put this on the shelf. Thank you, Jacob, very much.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it articulated, Craig? Christopher wants to know.
Is it articulated?
Move those arms and legs.
I think his arms probably turn, but
you know, everything turns a little bit. Turns on the joints. It honestly a little bit more articulated.
It definitely has arms because they reached out for
me. Because they reached out for me. I was trying to do that good one, Ryan.
Is it menstruating? What movie?
That got to do with anything?
You know the line they cut after that.
Jacob's gonna step in and be like, "You're all fired. Stop quoting."
No quotes.
No quotes.
There's a funny thing that got cut.
No quotes.
There's a funny thing that got cut from one of our Firehouse Fridays videos with just Jake turns the camera, looks at me, goes, are you just going to do quotes the whole time?
Well, but that's after you've done the same quote twice.
Which is, must be 25,000 gallons.
It must be 25,000 gallons.
Can I get that head?
Yep.
Well, this was fun. Thank you, Jacob. This is a great gift. What I love about it is the displayability of not only the figure, but the box.
Yeah. And I think the instruction booklet is still in there.
Let's see. I would like to look at that.
It was when I opened it.
We're not really much for instruction booklets over here.
Yeah, but a vintage one, you should keep it. Like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. On principle, though, I do reject them.
Well, Craig lost it. Nope.
Nope. Tiny piece of paper. Well,
there it is.
Look at that.
There you go. How cool is this?
You got to paint it. Get that thing painted. Like
Johnny Cock offered to paint it.
Oh, then get it to him.
Yeah.
Is he in Canada?
He is. Canada.
Then it's expensive. Put it down.
Nice.
Yeah.
Another good quote.
I could paint that.
Nobody's painting my car.
I'm painting it tonight.
Hey, can I say something real quick? All joking aside, please don't try to paint this.
Oh, like,
it was expensive. Don't ruin it.
Hey, Abby, I
would make it good. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you.
I've seen your arts and crafts.
I did
some arts and crafts,
a little AP art in high school. You can do it.
Yeah. Right? I'll get you one of those $10 painting kits.
Craig I'm doing nail so polish.
She did AP art.
How about
art?
Nail polish? Yeah. Is that okay?
Listen, you just do it with markers.
No one's
highlighters.
Sharpies?
Glue stick.
Yes, we are not going to let you talk because I'm going
she
to
She did AP art, not SP. Stay puffed.
Who wants to watch me paint this Stay Puffed?
Yep.
Let me know.
Sound off in the chat.
Wait, hold on. Mike Davis? Jokerize him. That's a really good idea.
I'm getting so mad.
Dude, he's going to have 666 on his forehead. Watch out.
Damage.
He's getting damaged.
Oh, man. Well, that was really cool. Thanks to all four people watching.
Says three over here.
Yeah.
But that was my only pickup. So, Jacob, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Very sweet. So, let's not bury the lead.
I had to try to step the gifts up after that Gandalf.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, wow.
But honestly, like, it's not a competition.
Thank you, Jessica.
I know, but it's like a fun competition. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I'm going to cure everybody's anxiety and depression and self-loathing.
Wow. How?
Everybody. How?
Magic Please mind? Well, we know that didn't work. Still got
Manscaped?
It.
Manscaped.
With Manscaped.
Oh, yeah. Your anxiety goes away once your balls.
I do. Honestly, I would like. I would like to get a Blue Chew sponsorship at some point.
Oh, yes, please.
I want to see Ryan cook with some Blue Chew ads.
Yeah, I'll just start popping during the show. Like, yeah, this shit works.
Dude, yes.
It's like a girlfriend walked in. And she said, whoa, what's going on? You must have been watching X-Men 97, the way it's looking over there. I was like, no, I just popped a couple Blue Chews.
Now I'm watching Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. Life is great.
Got weird.
That's weird.
Got weird.
That one got weird.
What are you talking about? You seen Gadget, right?
Come on. Those overalls? Come on.
And Inspector Gadget.
You don't notice.
Gadget. I've seen the Inspector.
I mean, single father.
Hey, don't even get me started on Zipper.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't say. Anyways, let's stop.
Move it. Let's move past. Quickly shuffle.
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 Shuffle on
shuffle
down.
Away.
All right, guys. We got to talk about Ghostbusters.
Okay.
All right. We're down to one viewer.
We have to. We're not down. If you're listening,
I'll stop saying that.
This is a moment in time where something's wrong with YouTube. Everyone's having issues.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But we're not.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire has been out for 3.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And Davey Sockrocker has a super chat.
Oh.
Says, let Abby cook, Craig.
Let me cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good in the kitchen.
I must have subconsciously read that. Because I said Ryan's gonna be cooking. Mm-hmm. I must have read that and skipped it and stole Davey Sockrocker's
idea chat. That he paid for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Thank you, Davey. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Davey.
So we know that Hasbro has announced they're doing a 3¾-inch
O-ring
Ghostbusters, whoop. Which is cool. Mm-hmm. They're re-releasing that original Ecto that's in that scale. Mm-hmm. But we got to talk about what's going on because I'm seeing constant chatter. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing it in our circles about, hey, Hasbro, you own the license to do Ghostbusters toys. You did some stuff early on. I don't think anything was ever officially announced. It just starts showing up in stores. And now we're hitting the 40th anniversary of Ghostbusters and there's not much. So as adult collectors, what do we think, want, or predict for the future of Ghostbusters Plasma series? That's our discussion topic tonight.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? Okay, everyone's just jumping to do it.
Well, so, let me...
Okay, go ahead, Craig.
Let me... I think there's value in this conversation because I think... How do I say this? I think the people that work on these teams are really all about Ghostbusters, just like any of the brands. If you're on the Transformers team, you love Transformers. You're on the GI... I think that Ghostbusters is a very unique property that can be so successful if done the right way. So what I want to kind of talk about is for Plasma series, knowing what has been released, what do we think would need to happen to give Plasma series the best chance of success? Which is that's not just what are your dream six figures? Like, of course, we're going to be like, Scolari brothers and the judge and the
Ted and Annette Fleming.
Yeah, right.
Ted and Annette. Yep. 100%.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Nova Scotia salmon.
Oh, cool. Mm. With real salmon.
Mm-hmm. But I was dreamcasting earlier.
Yeah. What do we think would be realistic? What do we think could actually happen? And what do you think would work for the line? That's kind of
Ghostbusters 2, Pete Mosen. That's like a need that.
That would do it. Mm-hmm. That would be the only thing the entire Ghostbusters community would get together buying that dumb figure.
If you want to bring
franchises
together. Yeah, just like Abby said. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It would end lawsuits.
Yeah. It would end.
So I'm going to try to keep this online. Not trap.
Hey,
back on track.
Hold on. Real answer.
I'm going to let Jacob. You know what? I'm going to let Jacob start because I feel like you're going to drop some knowledge is what I feel.
Well, yeah. I just think
he's like a fan doing good.
It's hard to look at it a little objectively. And if we're trying to stick with what's already established, meaning Plasma series, then if you're trying to keep the line going strong, I don't want to use the phrase saving the line because that seems very negative. But if you want to save the line, I don't know if you could do that with just a line of figures. Like it feels like it needs to be something like a playset or something we've just never gotten like before. Like a playset, you know?
Gone.
What?
Are we back? Sorry.
Oh, did yeah, I?
No, I can hear
him hacked in real time.
Actually, I can hear Jake just fine.
He got hacked.
I think it might be you two because I heard Jacob just fine.
Okay, we're back though. All right, Jake.
Well, I'm just saying, like it almost feels like it needs to be something more than just the figures, like a playset or something. Just because, like, we've shown that just khaki figures isn't really like cutting it like they want it to. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if we're doing another like a dream wave. My wave would probably be like all ghosts and villains because we just don't have any of that stuff. You know right. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I have mm-hmm. enough khaki Ghostbuster toys. I got enough of them. I'll take a Nadim in his armor.
Mm-hmm.
I would love a Vigo or an Evo Shandor or a Garaka or a fucking accurate Slimer, like a Slimer mm-hmm. that looks good. That'd be cool. But I don't, you know, like we got a good assortment of the guys and afterlife stuff. I don't want my shelf to be all the same color. I want some ghosts.
Right.
I want some other stuff to go with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think like the way I've been thinking about it is like, you know, the first wave of Plasma, we got the four guys and then we got Dana Gozer. We got Lewis Tully. We got the Terror Dogs. Like GB1 is almost covered,
right?
They put out almost everything. Afterlife had a pretty significant rollout. Got the guys again. We got Lucky, Trevor, Podcast, Phoebe, Ghost, Egon. You almost forget that they've actually put out a lot of figures.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
No, agreed. Yep.
AJ's being really funny. We're not going to highlight his comments, but he's cracking me up. Hey, it looks like our numbers are back.
Yeah, I saw it. Cool. I just got a little boost.
Some of them. But that's why I said ghosts.
Yeah,
it's like ghosts. Mm-hmm. That's been a big thing with a lot of not just Plasma series, but a lot of Ghostbusters figures that we've gotten throughout the years is that we just keep getting the four guys and we never really get a good line of ghosts. You know, like Diamond Select did it a little bit, but a lot of people don't like Diamond Select. So
hey, Zach, this is a great Zach Myers, Egon, Winston, Ray, and Subway gear with hey, you know what?
Would love that.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. think because they can basically reuse three of the same body and they already have heads, well, they probably need a new Winston head. That's not that I don't think that's as that's more likely than a completely brand new figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to kind of think creatively. Ryan, where's your head on this?
Well, I'm with Jacob 100% on just wanting ghosts to go with my Ghostbusters. That's always been like one of my things as well. And again, I would love even if they tapped into a deluxe figure of like four Garaka, like they did with the Lewis Tully.
Yeah.
Tully's Terrible Night.
Because he needs to be bigger. He needs to be big.
And have big interchangeable horns that you can snap out and put in.
And if they're going to do Build-A-Figures and more ghosts, then I actually wouldn't even be upset if they made a Build-A-Melody.
Like, I want Melody. Yeah, I definitely want that.
I would be 100%
dead with female action figures.
But
I also...
go ahead. Yep.
No, you go ahead. Sorry, it's your turn to talk.
but just with Frozen Empire in general, and like... even if they started even just doing a mix, like I think when Craig and I were first, like if Hasbro ever got Ghostbusters, we would love it if they did like Ghostbusters 2 this, GB1 that, and this one this, all mixture in a wave. Kind of like what, you know, like what Marvel Legends does.
Right.
Right? Well, they'll do a mix of MCU, and they'll do a mix of comic book stuff and animated stuff. Now they seem to be more streamlined in their waves, but at that time they were doing a mix. And I actually wouldn't even be mad if they started doing like a mix so that we get that like GV2 Winston, no mustache, a slime blower. You know, I'd love to see something like that. And then throw in like, you know, if you're worried about Janine's or Melody's characters like that, that might not, they're worried about being peg warmers. Make that the build, make them the build a figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, incentivize.
The only issue with doing a wave like that, though, Ryan, is that it only works if they know for sure they're going to get to put out more waves. Otherwise, you're going to get one Ghostbuster from Extreme, and you're never going to get anything else. You know what I mean? So, like, that's the only reason, that kind of thing. It's like, it's harder if I don't know. It's just, that's a harder way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, too. But it's just, you're always trying to think, like, what's the best way to do this? But again, like, I would love to get a Gruberson and Callie in their khakis.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. This new movie has given us so much. And and not even just in terms like the ghosts are smaller. Like you could do like a freaking, you could have a tricycle as an accessory.
Yeah. A pukey. Pukey
is what I was getting to also. Yeah.
Same with like baggy, 100%. All of those little, like there's baggy, a lot of.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw Davey Sawcrucker said Patton Oswalt library office playset. And I did write that in my dream casting thing. I think
it's hard because all of us love Frozen Empire. We all want those figures. I think like thinking about just knowing the way where the toy industry is right now, I think step one is you got to go direct to consumer. I don't think that would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
I don't think that this line can thrive in a retail environment because it's too specialized. So I definitely think that the only way that, first of all, like we've talked about it ad nauseum, like what does every Ghostbusters fan actually want? If you're a Plasma Series collector, or if you've bought Ghostbusters action figures in the last 15 years, you want an Ecto-1, right? So whether it's a HasLab or a, you know, a Pulse exclusive or whatever, I think an Ecto-1 is what I would love that from the Maddie collector days to the now days to the future days, having a Ecto-1 in 6-inch scale is something I definitely want. But I love the idea of what you guys are talking about of just like, hey, it's a new wave of Plasma Series. There's like two Frozen Empire, one GB2, one, you know, GB1. And like, I personally, like my most wanted figures that if I had five, like, hey, realistically, we're going to do five figures. I would say GB2 Janine. I'll say my figures and I'll give you my thought process. GB2 Janine. Gruberson and Callie from Frozen Empire.
Yep.
Suited up from Frozen Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And Jogger Ghost and Muncher was the five I came up with. And my reasoning is, one, Muncher was a marquee ghost of Afterlife and really needs a figure, right? There's like a kid's figure, but like we need a Plasma Series figure. We've never gotten a GB2 Janine in any action figure form. Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon are the two of the main Ghostbusters. Neither one of them they've got kids figures, but they don't have like action figures, mm-hmm. like 6-inch right. Plasma Series figure. Jogger Ghost, just love them. just love them.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
I like the one that visits Ray. That's my favorite ghost.
Mm-hmm. Get that playset.
Yep. The I wouldn't be calling the Ghostbusters if that was floating above my bed. I'd be like, no, honey.
Not you just doing any calls.
Yep. Stance's wonderful night.
Unforgettable evening.
I like that.
You. I would like a
one night stance.
Oh, dude, you're bravo. Good. This is a good bravo. Night. Good job, us.
I like thank that. Do you know what a great set would be for Plasma Series?
Hmm.
Ray's occult Ray,
yeah.
His bike, and Street Clothes Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, give me that motorcycle.
Abby, 100%. Finish what
you I was going to say, I would really like Lucky in the new flight suit from Frozen Empire. Yep. I'd really like to see that because it's
with the, with the one
variation.
Shot.
Mm-hmm, all that stuff. Yeah. I would also like to see, and I just came up with this, which hopefully I haven't said this before, but I'm imagining like my littlest pet shop or littlest pet shop had like the little pet shop that you'd open up when there were little compartments for all the different pets. I would love to see like the exterior look like the aquarium lab set. And like you open that up and then you can see all the ghosts that like inhabit the little spaces. I would love that. Then you can collect the ghosts. It would come with one or two.
Like if they just put out,
I know that's probably for a younger demographic, but I would buy it. Yeah.
But if they put out a set, like a box set where you got Slimer, Muncher, Pukey, and like a couple of smaller ghosts, like I feel like that would sell very well.
Well, of course it would, because there are no ghosts in a Ghostbusters line of toys.
But the problem is, and this is the fucked up thing about toy making these days, is they won't make it unless they see a pathway to reusing it in the future. And that bums me out.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it means all your one-offs and your B-sides are just...
Unless they come up with like, oh, it's Courtroom Muncher. It's, we're ready to believe you, Muncher.
The what-if line.
So Ryan, what else?
I'd rather pay more money if they were sold as like two packs and it was like a ghost, like an actual full size ghost and a human. I would pay more for that than to just not get them at all.
Well, I think that's another thing. Like maybe they say, to me, it's a mark. I think it's a really good discussion. It's a marketing communication thing. The only thing I've ever asked from these companies is just transparency. I wish Hasbro would come out and say, hey guys, here's the deal. It's really expensive to make action figures. We love Ghostbusters, but it's not as big as Star Wars or Marvel. So therefore, if you want this, it's going to be Pulse exclusive. It's going to be a little bit more expensive. And that's how you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it. Like, you know, like and anybody who really wants it is going to buy it. And if they don't, they'll just leave sad comments and then we'll reap the benefits. It's like a win-win.
Yeah, it's true. Either way we win.
I actually want to add to Abby's thought for one quick second, just so I can get this thought out of my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the playset that would fold open and it has a little compartment, like the little viewing areas. Mm-hmm. One of the accessories has to be the TV that's lenticular that goes from static to a skull face.
Yeah. Okay. Right? Yeah. Okay. I'd love that.
There are things. Yeah. Like there's things here. Like I do want them to revisit Plasma Series. Of course, I want that line to continue like everybody else. That's the nicest thing you'll hear me say about Ghostbusters also, all day. But it's like, I would love for them to expand the kids line and like do the van. Same. Right. And all that. Yeah. Jacob, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, if you're talking about playsets, which is not something we've gotten a lot in the world of Ghostbusters figures, like, instead of just doing vehicles, like, you could do Raise a Cult. You could do the library steps with the lion. That would be a cool toy. Like, the possessed lion would be such a fun toy.
And you press a button on him and he explodes.
Oh, I love
press
that.
Press a button and explodes, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ray Alonso... By the way, let's not forget the fact that the thing we're looking at, which is the Phoebe and Egon 2-pack, is a thing that exists.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes as Ghostbusters fans, we forget how bad it was before in the before times and how amazing it is now. So this is something I've brought up a lot. Ray Alonso says, HasLab action figure collection. I'm very surprised that no brand has ever tried this where they say, where G.I. Joe or Ghostbusters or even Star Wars Black Series says, we're going to do a HasLab. It's 10 never-before-released, very deep-cut characters. They're never going to make it to retail, but we're going to do it as a HasLab.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know.
I do, too. And also, I was just reading this Toy Collector magazine. This is a perfect point. Fair or not, the gateway to more Plasma Series are the O-ring figures. If fans aren't buying stuff, they're not going to just make more because so many people have an attitude of like, oh, well, I hate this. I'm going to buy this and that'll show them. I'm like, yeah, it's going to show them that nobody's buying the toys. So now you're going to get nothing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. I mean, I think overall, like anecdotally, Ghostbusters has done pretty well for Hasbro. Obviously, the two HasLabs have been very wildly successful. So I think the fan base is there. I think it's a passionate fan base.
But I still think if they did a HasLab RGB pack, it would go like people would go bonkers.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I think the small niche part of the Ghostbusters community would go bonkers. That's and I think 90% yeah. of 90% of toy people would be like, I don't fucking remember this. What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw those people.
And I think obviously like, I think an Ecto would be huge. I think real Ghostbusters figures would be really awesome. I think more
well, anything.
Kenner classics of figures that were never released would be awesome.
Yep. Power Pack Heroes, all that. Like, well, they weren't power. Well, what was that line that didn't get? It was supposed to come after Ecto Glows. It had the ghost that popped out of the
Backpack packs. Heroes.
Backpack Heroes.
Let's take a look.
Right? Let's get those going. Let's get the fire truck out there. Let's get Egon's Lab.
Yeah.
Egon's Lab. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I got to look at these Backpack Heroes real quick because they're so stupid. And I love them.
No, I think, yeah, thank you. I'm glad you added that because I love them too, just for their absurdity.
Let's see here. Stop.
Okay.
Let's go down a little rabbit hole and look at a bunch of Ghostbusters stuff that never came out. So
I feel like I just did this on Geek Dad Life on Sunday.
did they do this?
We did this. Yeah, we went through it because we went through.
Well, we're gonna do again. It too.
We're gonna do it too. I love it.
Nobody watches Geek Dad.
Right.
Yeah, right.
We didn't. Sorry, Jay. We love you. Thank you for being our cameraman.
Yeah, and literally your audience is twice as big.
And we watch all the time.
Egon's Lab, cool. There they are. Backpack Heroes. Look at how insane those are.
Oh, those are fun. Look at all the fun they're having.
Well, they're like portable containers.
Yeah, thought the other ones were heavy. The other regular packs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at these guys. I like the guy hanging off of Egon.
Yeah, he's like, what's up?
I like the colors on Winston, that fluorescent pink and blue.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
I dig it.
Neon colors. Y'all.
These never came out. These were advertised in Toy Fair and never came out. Along with the Firefighter.
Ooh, that's fun. Get some real work done with that.
Get some real work done with that, which was based on a Police Academy vehicle that was also not released.
Mm.
And then the Ecto Glowcopter, which also never came out.
Mm-hmm.
Also based off of a Police Academy vehicle.
That's a very impractical vehicle.
Don't stand up.
Look how small it is. Yeah, you'd have to roll out of it to get in it to not chop your head.
Yeah, it's not for Jacob. Maybe I could drive it. I don't know.
No, but if you right. Because you're shorter. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
Let me at it.
When you stop, you have to wait for the thing to stop turning.
Yeah,
otherwise, a lot of
maybe a helmet.
Hey, what they don't tell you is that this vehicle creates ghosts.
The ghost maker.
I'm gonna decapitate
Blade.
My Ectoglow Peter's head came off. New from Kenner. all sorts of shit that didn't come out. Look at this, the Slimerizer. No, it came out.
Wait, that's fun.
Yep,
that's a fun thing.
Abby.
Like it. I like all the attachments.
Abby, calm down.
Calm down.
Got a really good shape.
Calm down.
I like all the attachments.
Yeah. You can get a really good grip on that. You need two hands, apparently.
Yeah, dude, it's machine washable.
Yeah, don't throw that thing in the dryer.
Yeah.
Still trying to take it on an airplane.
Dude, please. You should. It's healthy for you to travel. Take care of yourself. There's another story that'll be for extreme.
Yeah, Abby has an extreme story.
I have an extreme
toy anxiety. Wait, that is what that show's called. I thought I was just making a fun pun.
No, we have a show called it. That.
Did I just say pun? A pun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so yeah, Ghostbusters. I think. Can I say something real quick? The conversation we just had. What did it elicit? Smiles, laughter. Ghostbusters needs to be fun.
Yeah.
The figures
smiles.
We elicit smiles. But it needs to be fun. That's what it needs.
Yeah. Bright, fun, colorful.
Red jackets. Fun.
Red jackets.
Give me,
Pukey. Fun. New color flight suits. Fun. Ghosts one shooters. Never seen. One shooters. Mm-hmm. You know what's not fun?
Khaki.
Khaki.
Khaki. Not fun.
Khaki. All right, guys. So you guys are really blowing up the chat right now. So we'll highlight some of your comments as we go. Anything else on Ghostbusters?
Just make no. some.
Just make some. Toys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want them.
Little quick survey. Do we think we're going to get any more Plasma series anything in the next year?
If we haven't gotten it,
you asking
now,
us?
Yeah. If we haven't gotten it now, no. I'm being doubtful on it.
Yes,
I am. I would love to. I'd love to be wrong.
I think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we've got an optimist in the room.
So we are just bad timing.
I think we are, and I think.
Yeah,
we got the 40th anniversary coming up. I think
that's
we
true.
Are.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Toy Collector Magazine says no.
Yeah.
See? Zeus says no. I'm going to say maybe.
Maybe.
A definite
maybe. Maybe it's a hope. Maybe.
I'll say yes just to get the
maybe
the
it's a hopeful maybe, but I just like I like Ghostbusters.
All right. Well, Bustin makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. It does. It really does. We're the Ghostbusters. I got to see that movie one more time before it's out of theaters.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, all right. Ryan.
Yeah.
Marvel Legends? Marvel. I fucked
Marvel Rye?
I yeah. said Marvel. I said Marvel Legends.
Marvel Legends. Those sound heavy.
So they're chiseling them now. Okay.
It's like new 6-inch articulated Marvel Legends. Remember those crappy marbles from childhood? Now they're deluxe. They're like giant marbles. Mm.
And they're Marvel Legends inside of them that you
they
can't
are.
Get out.
I like
it's
the
like
one.
A, it's like a bowling ball.
There you go. Mm. Okay. So what they did a live stream yesterday. Is this correct?
You are correct, Craig.
How
they
was
did.
It?
It was fantastic. Those guys
were you on it?
I was not on it.
Why not?
I wasn't asked.
I thought you were like. Like at this point, you basically should be like an official part of that.
I think
team.
Ryan yeah, right? Dolas sold more Marvel Legends than anybody in the last year.
Dude, yeah.
Wow. That's a claim.
That's quite the claim.
Yeah. No, it's true.
So what do we got here? Walk me through it.
All right. So they're doing they're still doing the Wolverine anniversary is still going strong, as well as the Marvel. Like the Marvel 85th anniversary of Marvel, just straight up.
Wait, hold on. What are we laughing at?
Well, I was just in my head. I was thinking, and now I will make Wolverine's dark blue into light blue.
It's like... Silver pants blue.
Right. But that's the Astonishing Wolverine. So now we're starting to do the Astonishing team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this was right after the new X-Men and all that stuff. So after the leather jackets, they started going back into costumes. So they already did the Emma, the Cyclops that are already out. So they're doing the Wolverine. This is their update on Superior Spider-Man. This is when Doc Ock took over Peter Parker's mind, mm-hmm. decided to play hero. This figure is gorgeous. And this is a must own. And I like that they did both the chrome eyes for the paint job, and they did like the white eyes for the paint job on this too. So this is, I don't know if it's chrome, but definitely silver. But man, they did, this just looks so cool.
It's a cool looking figure for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, very
sure.
cool.
Yeah, they killed it. They showed off their new packaging too.
Did they?
Marvel Legends is getting updated packaging.
I don't think, I'm going to have to find a different.
Yeah, dude.
Did
how
they?
Come,
they
how come reviewed... Ryan doesn't send you like, here's a bunch of pictures. How do,
know,
get, how do we get? How do we get?
Because he
that
sends
way?
Them to you, and you don't.
Yeah,
sure.
No, he does not send them to me. Why? He
well,
could be sending them
out,
to me.
Dude.
I
call
I
him
just
out
did.
Right now.
Yeah,
just,
dude. Why don't send us pictures?
You know what's
Ryan,
weird?
Where are you at?
In a yeah. in a real, I get. I
Craig's
I,
like, oh, I've been getting those for
no,
2 years.
No, no,
I just
long time, just not mentioning them.
I got a whole stash of these Marvel Legend figures pictures that would have really helped us out. No, I get like. Press releases from Hasbro, but never about Marvel Legends. I get Star Wars and Ghostbusters stuff. The Star Wars ones I got today.
I was about to say, maybe there's a reason.
Listen, I got a Star Wars. It said new products for May 4th for Star Wars. I was like, whoa, cool. It was just shit that's been revealed for the last 2 months. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Well, all right. Well, let me find some more.
MO over there.
Let me find some images. Hold on. We got a big. There's a big Star Wars HasLab announcement coming up in a couple weeks.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isn't there on May 4th?
Did they say it was May 4th or it's just coming soon?
No, May 4th.
Oh, shit. That's like in 2 weeks.
I know.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? No, I'm not ready.
Are you ready?
Hang on. What about Toy News Eye? Would they have it, Craig? Would they have the photos you're looking for?
Well, I found the I found the packaging photos. This is great. This new packaging looks really cool, actually. Check that out.
Yeah, looks.
Yeah,
I dig it. Nice.
That's
and
clean. Yeah,
it's clean.
It is.
Do. I do like it when they have art because then it features like artists and stuff, which I like. But I guess that they can still do that now for the retro packaging, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I love these, and they showed off the Deadpool and Wolverine that they're kind of re-releasing as well.
Okay.
And they're going to be in this packaging. So I thought that was pretty cool. But they're doing Scar. They're doing Hulk's son. Spoiler alert. Hulk has a son. I'm not going to tell you what storyline
like
is.
Warf.
You have to go back and read comics.
Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm not going to tell you which ones. Just start reading. Start reading everything.
World War Hulk.
Yes.
Planet Hulk.
I'm just reading like
read those. You'll be.
I'm
good.
Reading Garfield funny page comics from 1974. I can't find a damn thing about Hulk's son in here. But what's her face? What's the girl from the comics? It's always getting into. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Abby, and then the other one.
I was like, no. What are you talking about?
From Garfield?
No, the Sunday funny pages. There's like
Kathy.
Kathy? Yeah, I love Kathy.
Kathy.
But all right. I'm on my diet.
I gotta go shopping.
Yeah. What a woman. Yeah.
Okay. Are we continuing?
Yeah, what else, Ryan?
All right. So they did the other one that I'm trying to think of. They did a Ghost Rider that's coming out. Danny Ketch. Right. I was like super stoked because I was like, oh man, like I don't need this one because I already got the one that came with the retro packaging, so I wasn't gonna get it. Then they were like, oh psych bitch, it comes with the bike, and I was like, oh shit, I guess I do need it. So that it looks
psych
awesome
bitch.
Well, they're releasing the Ghost Rider with the bike that everyone was complaining about during the HasLab,
right? Okay.
Engines of Vengeance, right? Like, and they even like acknowledge it, like they were like, all you guys are being kind of little bitches about the Engines of Vengeance and kept saying, you know, crying to us about having a bike. And then, so here's your bike, little babies. And that's like, I couldn't believe they said that on the stream. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I was like, these guys are going hard now. And that one I love. And my biggest sad comment of the whole thing was they're coming out with the Carol Danvers Warbird, her Ms. Marvel costume. Mm-hmm. Beautiful figure. Freaking stunning.
Mm.
Target exclusive.
Oh, we're going to help you out with that.
Yeah.
And that makes that me right.
We got you.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, we did confirm May 4th HasLab Vintage Collection announcement, which will be great. Mm-hmm. There's rumors of what it could be. We're not going to comment on any of those. We can't. We can't, Tina. We can't.
I can't.
I think Jake's the only one who picked up on my. There's rumors. The rumor, everyone thinks it's a cantina. I've seen it.
I thought
you
were doing a Bob's Burgers reference. I was like,
no, I said I can't, Tina.
Quote.
Well, I don't think it is. I think it's going to be a Death Star. It's in there.
You think it's going to be a Death Star? I would. You sure?
Hey, did you guys
whatever
see?
It's TVC, whatever they come out with, I guarantee you I'm gonna buy it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, there are more reveals, Craig. You kind of just quickly skipped to.
I can't find them though. Where are they?
God, are they not on Toy News International?
No. They're
Hey Toy Farce, if you're in the chat, update your goddamn website.
He's probably that? Doing it right. What he's doing?
I'll find. I'm still, keep talking about the reveals. I'll find. I'll find right? the and stuff.
And yeah, sorry. And I just want to, give a shout out to they're doing another 2-pack of Power Man and Iron Fist, Luke Cage and Iron Fist, which also look awesome. And I can't wait for that one as well. So I'm super stoked. All the figures they revealed are all heavy hitters. And I think all look, there it is. There it is.
All right. All right.
Look at these.
Hey, that's awesome.
That's
a lot of classic looks in this.
Dude. Yeah. That's good photography too.
Cool. Right. Like it's so good. Craig, go to the next picture. I think it's the next picture. Right here,
I can't believe they're not giving us the Ghost Rider's horse.
Oh, dude, if they did the Old West Ghost Rider, I would 100% I would get that. But this is a super cool figure.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it looks good.
It looks like the flames going up his butt.
No, they're coming.
Wow, Craig just proving he's never read a Ghost Rider comic. That's what he does, Craig.
He can do that whenever he wants. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's where that's his Madeline Fire.
Ooh, nice.
All right. I'll give you that.
I thought it was pretty good.
Jacob, I can't believe you're laughing at that. That's insane. All right. Luke Cage here.
Yeah, and Iron Fist again. These figures look great. Photography really sells the shit out of this. Like it's so good. And I'm glad they're coming out with this Luke Cage. Cause I feel like I've been waiting forever for this version to come out. So, and I understand and I get it. It's just a dude wearing a yellow shirt and jeans, but God damn it. I want it.
That's great.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Right. So I don't know. I felt like all of these were shout outs and nods to me. They were all like, hey, you know what? Dole really wants these figures. We should just make them. Mm-hmm. Which one does he really want? Well, he wants Carol Danvers as Warbird. Well, let's make that an exclusive. Let's make that wretched little Canadian shit hunt for it.
I want to change your name to that wretched Canadian shit.
With no targets.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a great looking figure.
It's awesome. A great looking figure, right?
I've always loved that costume.
I honestly think it's a fan favorite. It's not just me. I think a lot of people have been waiting for this version to go with their Avengers because there's been a lot of 90s Avengers that have come out. Like, so I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And then we were talking earlier about this guy.
There he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big boy too. Right? I think the Wolverine goes up to like his waist.
Scar.
Oh.
Son of Hulk.
But who's the mom?
It's, you know, it really
sucks. That's his son?
If your dad's Hulk,
that's tough. Those are some big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Well, it's the equivalent to Taz and Hook, right?
Isn't he in an episode of She-Hulk? Doesn't he show up at the end of She-Hulk?
The very end.
Yeah, this is my
Marvel's thing. Like, spoiler alert. Yeah, MCU's like, hey, please forget that happened.
Oh, did you hear about Kevin Feige like telling Marvel to start changing things in their comics to accommodate the shows and movies?
Ooh.
Yeah, he got called out. I can't remember which one of the writers on Spider-Man was like, we didn't want to kill Ms. Marvel. Kevin Feige made us do it.
And
I was like, whoa, putting him on blast.
Dude, that's going to be a new Toy Anxiety segment. Tonight, in a new segment, Kevin Feige made us do it. Don Cheadle. It's not who you thought he was.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Feige made us do it. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to really move away. What phase are they in now? 4? Bore?
No, it's
phase bore. Like
14, I think.
Whatever. Yeah. They're gonna have to get away from it.
Whatever they're doing, they gotta try to match up to these first 5 episodes of X-Men, because damn.
God damn.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. They're
all right. Let's power through a couple last minute things. We got these exclusive Mondo 1/6 figures.
Yeah,
noir versions.
Very cool.
That are
I like that trap jaw color too. That green.
This is cool, man. You know, we saw the Mr. Freeze last year at Comic-Con, and I was like, I really hope they give me one of these. They didn't, but I still want it. Yeah. Ryan, do you get any of these guys?
No. I am trying so hard to not jump in, and I'm kind of happy that I jumped on late. But if they started, like, once they do Robin, I'm in. I'm going to end up getting Robin. I'm going to end up getting Poison Ivy when she gets made as well. Mm-hmm. Like I already know where my allegiances lie on this. And because I'm not getting all the X-Men either. Like I'm just getting my favorite characters. Like, you know, like, so this will be the same with Batman, the animated series.
Are you going to get those new X-Men that Mondo just revealed? Daria and Jane.
Oh yes.
Those are great.
Can we
great.
Talk about those? Those
Let's talk about them.
Yeah, show a picture.
Hey, first off, that photo of Mr. Freeze shooting Freeze. That's
That's cool.
That's awesome. So cool.
Yeah.
That's great. We'll talk about Daria in 1 second. These are all available on Big Bad Toy Store, by the way. There's one more thing I wanted to share that was DC related, and then we'll skip over to Daria. This caught my eye. Talk about Ryan's allegiances. This Batman Returns Catwoman, 1/3 scale statue.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. What is this?
With both outfits?
You get both?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Honey, I'm home. That's great.
Jesus.
Cool. Cat?
I think we all just went quiet.
Yeah, I'm like, goes, hey, man, like, that's good. That's good. Who's making this?
It says JND Studios.
Oh, hello, Google machine.
JND Studios.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
That means you'll never get your statue. It's like,
yeah.
It's NGS Studios. NGYS.
Not going to get it.
Never
studios.
Get your statue.
But what a great.
Oh, it's already sold out. It's already, this is done.
Shit.
Right. Hey, Craig, you couldn't have told me this a month ago? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, why'd you even show this to me? Now I'll never own it. Now I'm mad. You know what? Now, I'm so mad at you right now, Craig. I was better. I lived such a happier life knowing these didn't exist.
This is a cool company. I'm looking at some of their stuff. They've got some good stuff.
They do have. I'm looking at it, too. And
they got some good stuff. All right.
Dude, that set with both of them?
Yeah.
Was $3,500.
Well, 1/3. I mean, that's a big statue. That's almost life.
It's great. It's the perfect size.
Didn't say it wasn't great.
Did you see that they're coming? They're doing that Bruce Wayne from The Dark Knight?
I did.
Just Christian Bale in a suit. It's really handsome.
Yeah, but I think here's the one that we're all. Here's the one. Let me just say shit's about to hit the fan.
What is it?
No.
Oh.
No. Now I know why you said that. Got it.
God, I'm so happy that wasn't Vince.
He's not in the DCU.
Okay. Here we go. Daria. Mondo and Daria. Abby, walk me through Daria. I knew Daria from Beavis and Butthead, but not from
I met Daria first, actually. I started watching it when I was probably like 12, 13 years old. And it was one of those shows that, like, from the opening, I was like, this is made for me. And yeah, the friendship between Daria and Jane, and like how cynical and sarcastic they are. The fact that there's always like Daria's sister is like such a cheerleader. There's like a really it was relatable to me to be like, oh, these remind me of like my friends and like the people I look up to and stuff that I think is cool. I also had a crush on Trent, which was Jane's brother that Daria had a crush on. And I was like, oh my God, I wish Trent was real. But yeah, this is something that I want both of these. So for those of you listening, I do want them so bad.
I think it's a set. I think you get it set. Together.
Yeah.
It's,
okay.
They're 8 inches. They're not, they're not the like big 12. Hey, it's like for any, like, everything Abby just said is absolutely correct, but it's like
Big Sad World.
Daria and Jane are there. It's just the opposite of Beavis and Butthead. They are two best friends,
intelligent,
who are smart. Mm-hmm. And instead of like always just like down for anything, they are cynical and they're like, fuck all these.
They're discerning.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a smart version. Skeptical. Of Beavis and Butthead. It's
great. Hey, you know, they should make the teacher from Beavis and Butthead. I love that guy. I fucking love that guy. So these are really cool. They're up for sale right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys can still see. Oh no, it's on a. They are figure set and posters. Available. Oh, April 17th, tomorrow, at mondoshop.com. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that. That's very cool. The set is, it's $125 for two figures. That's not too bad.
That's not bad. It's not too bad.
You can also buy the Beavis and Butthead Do America vinyl soundtrack, which also sounds fun.
Oh.
You know what song that has? Roller Coaster. I'm live.
Say what?
I love doing that. Hey.
Beavis and Butthead are back.
There was a funny conversation at work today about who everyone's first crush was, but not like, people were like, okay, everyone's like, oh, my first crush was Jenny McCarthy. Like, it was like, no, like the first time I ever had a crush, like somebody at work, I'm not going to call out names. Somebody was like, oh, it was Pumbaa from Timon and.
Oh, you're talking like, about crush animated. Yeah.
Like the first time you like, were like, oh, I think I want to date
oh.
as like an 8-year-old.
Ariel.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure Daria was a lot of people's first crush.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just putting it out there. So maybe you get an action figure.
Or Trent.
Or Trent.
Or Trent.
Maybe it's Trent. Maybe it's Patty Mayonnaise.
Dude, I watched a shit ton of Doug. Yeah.
Doug, you know what I love about watching Doug now is you're like, oh, this kid has so much fucking anxiety. Yeah. He's so stressed.
That's why I liked
out.
It. He's overthinking. His body image disorder. It's awesome.
Remember the episode where he gets his hair cut and he's fucking having a panic attack the whole time?
Dude, that's...
I'm like, oh, cool.
That's happened to all of us.
Yeah. That's so relatable.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Anything else tonight, guys? Are we good?
This was feel fun. Good. No, I feel good about good. This. Do you got any sad comments?
No.
No sad
Not
comments
for tonight.
Me.
That's cool.
We'll be back.
We've supplied enough sad comments tonight. Yeah, I think. No,
you know, I had thought about reading that one AJ sent us, but it's literally 5 pages, and I just can't. I don't have the energy for it.
Hey, whoa! What are we looking at here?
That's another Catwoman statue that you missed,
dude.
Y'all know that Anne Hathaway is my Catwoman.
Yeah, we know.
Anyway,
there's no wrong
I digest.
Catwoman. There's no wrong Catwoman.
You're right.
Every Catwoman counts.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, they got a statue of the 4th best live action Catwoman.
They do. I didn't know Halle Berry were available in statues.
I was about to say, like, did they ever make a Halle Berry anything? Todd will make it
because he wants it to fail.
We're really excited about our new Halle Berry Catwoman line. We're doing all the top characters from a movie. Like what?
Like who? Who else is
the
in the
lipstick
movie?
Abby, you watched that movie fairly recently.
Yeah, not recently, but like, yeah, actually when Madame Web came out, I was reminded a little bit of it just because it was just, there's some similarities.
Oh, I want to see that.
Madame Web?
Madame Web, yeah.
Me too. Let's do a little watch along. I think, it's, yeah.
Jason Grahowski just asked if I've seen the new Vanity Fair. I'm assuming that Anne Hathaway's on the cover. So
baked out of her mind.
Do 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 do. Okay, listen. We're done. We're about done. I do want to mention our sponsor one more time. Ryan, do you have anything else?
No, I think we covered it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, tonight's episode was brought to you by popculturecoffee.com. Brand new limited edition Star Trek and Ghostbusters coffees and more on the way. Mm-hmm. Go to popculturecoffee.com and use discount code YesHaveSome15 for 15% off your order.
That's a lot.
And ingest some mini puffs in your coffee. That's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
It's a fun way to get caffeinated.
You know, as a collector, I just want to own these.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Unopened.
Them. But then I also want to drink them.
So buy two. Buy four. Give two to a friend.
Oh, pay it for.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Coffee's a good gift.
Off.
It is a good gift. Yeah.
Coffee's a good gift. Puffed it forward. That's what I've always said.
Puffed it forward.
That's true. You have always said that for as long as I've known you, Craig. You say that
puffed
a lot.
It forward. Boo it forward.
Oh, God,
puffed, puffed.
It.
Pass.
Yeah.
PopCultureCoffee.com.
I'll get 5 puff bellows. I'll get 6 captains. I'll get.
I'll get 6 captains.
8 sliders, 3 bunches. get over to PopCultureCoffee.com. Use discount code YesHaveSome15, and you can get a discount even if you're buying Star Trek coffee. You can get a discount using ours
because we like Star Trek too.
We do. Mm-hmm. JT Brunswick says they need a red shirt coffee. They always get roasted.
Wow, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
We'll give Newman that one for free.
There you go. So if you guys don't have anything else, we'll end it tonight. We appreciate everybody sticking around.
Ooh, Craig, so you said we were only going for an hour and 10 minutes.
It's an hour and 19. I've expired.
Ooh.
You've expired.
My buns are wilting.
I like your hair.
Thank you.
It's pretty cool.
Gee, like Sailor Moon.
Thank you.
And then, we'll be back next week. Hey guys, real talk. This upcoming Friday is the last Firehouse Fridays. We are officially done with our Ghostbusters. Well, we're not done with our Ghostbusters content, but it's the last in our series. So make sure you head over to YHS and check out. The last video is really fun. I'm really proud of it. Ryan, what's on deck for tomorrow night for Gotham City?
Oh, glad you asked.
Thank you.
The voice of Gambit from X-Men 97 is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Yeah, AJ.
Wait, you guys just gonna all cry together?
Oh my God!
He's alive.
We're pretty much gonna have a group therapy session.
Okay.
A live one all together.
I'm gonna watch then.
So AJ is coming on the show tomorrow. So for the first bit, we're not gonna talk about the episode. For the first bit, we're just gonna talk with AJ and about just him being a fan of X-Men and kind of just where it started and just talk about cartoons and cool shit and fandom. And then when he's done, then we're gonna just go ahead and dive into the episode and still do our breakdown. So it's probably gonna be an extra long episode tomorrow on Gotham City Tonight. But that's probably our most high profile guest and most relevant guest we've ever had hop on the show at a time. So
yeah,
you know,
dude, Ryan's
very cool, Ryan. You're awesome. You deserve everything.
That's a really good get.
Really quick though. Gradius Ship Pilot says, guys, random thing. I was in a theater in Canada and they had a Ghostbuster spot and it was playing the Toy Anxiety theme.
Yep.
Yes.
Craig, will you explain? Yep.
We leased it to them.
Yeah, that we recorded that.
We have heard about this. And
Plex.
Let's just say that our people are in contact with their people and we are making some serious demands.
Yeah.
Actually, Craig, I sold it to Canada.
Oh yeah, it's like one of those deals where, like,
oh yeah,
in Canada it's like a whole different thing. No, I mean, I think I could review, like, the Toy Anxiety music, the beat. We licensed that from like a website where you can license music, and then we added the quote unquote lyrics that is all taken from other places. Begins. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
And randomly some Ghostbusters ad just licensed the same beat.
The same stuff. Yeah.
So when somebody said it, we got a message a couple weeks ago that just said, what the fuck is happening? But it's a good song. So fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ryan, that's great. And then Jacob, anything on Gotham City tonight? Is that, I'm sorry. On
Jacob. Well, Monster Island is going to be fantastic.
No, we're off tomorrow. We recorded a Godzilla versus Kong or Godzilla X Kong review last week. So
okay,
we're off tomorrow.
Very cool.
Cool.
And then we will. We're working on two really cool Ghostbusters related interviews that will be coming up in the next couple weeks. I'm not going to announce them until we confirm them, but I definitely think you will want to tune in to the podcast. If I could direct you to the show, any guesses?
No,
it's Logan Kim and Gil Kim. Oh. We're trying. We're making it happen.
Oh,
but
okay.
We're just, you know, we're again, our people are talking to their people. Mm-hmm. Our people are talking to their parents.
Take time and finessing.
So we're excited about that. And Abigail, I'll give you the final word.
Well, I love this show and I love what we've grown into and I appreciate everyone in the chat. Thanks for being there to reassure us when we couldn't visually see you at the beginning of the show. We need approval so bad. But more than anything, I think we all crave connection and that's what we do on Tuesday nights as we come here and we connect and we talk about toy news and we dreamcast and we have fun and it's a safe place. And I just appreciate everyone for keeping it that way. And for hanging out and for subscribing. And we love you. Yep. Sign up for our Patreon.
Toy Binging says, not going to lie, I sing that song sometime in my tour. sometimes.
That's awesome, but you owe us money for
that. The funny thing is, like, all the He-Man stuff in the song, we never talk about it. Like,
that song we wrote,
dude. Motu was so relevant in the early days of Toy Anxiety,
yeah.
But that still works. I still like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that's in there.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. I have a mustache hair that is tickling my nose. And
dude, go eat them.
You need that
go
Slimer.
Eat your blizzards. Guys, go get the blizzards out of the freezers.
Thank you. Good one.
Bye.
I'll tell you all how it tastes.
Bye. That's what she said.
Okay. No. This is where the fun is. In the comments. This is where the
fun is. Eat more pineapple. Have a good night.
Mango. Everybody loves mango.
Who's the big guy?
Having a mango in your mouth.
Friskatan.
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?